If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
Verse 27 says, when she heard of Jesus, Lord have mercy. Mark writes this thing, and he kind of adds the narrative after the action. He says that she had heard of Jesus, and present tense, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. So as Peter narrates this thing, he's telling Mark what she did. So he said, just write it like this, boy. She heard of Jesus, then she came in the crowd. She came in the crowd. He was already surrounded by so many people that he couldn't move. That means that theoretically, she couldn't get to him. There were too many people in the way. Just like you say, I can't get to church. There ain't no place to park. There's always something that seems to get in your way from you getting your touch from God. Or did you hear what I said? So there were people that were in the way that kept Jesus from touching her. But there was nothing that kept her from touching him. This woman said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. Now, in the New Testament there, when we read this from the King James, there doesn't seem to be much information about the hem of his garment. There doesn't seem to be much there about that part of the garment. Matthew talks about the hem of his garment because Matthew is trying to give you the more godly, kingly perspective. Matthew knew that the Old Testament, God told Abraham that when you go out there and you have sons, he said they're to be circumcised on the eighth day as a sign. But later on, he tells Moses that the children of Israel, at the hem of their garment, they're supposed to have a border with a thread. The thread is supposed to have one singular blue thread in the middle as a sign that differentiates them from everybody else. It was supposed to be a reminder that you belonged to Yahweh. Just like the circumcision was a reminder that you were part of a blessing plan. Somehow, this woman had some people in her life that taught her the tradition of the Hebrew culture. They taught her that there was some imaginative power in the bottom of that garment. Now, you and I know there was no power in that garment. You and I know there was no healing in that thread. You know that those are just points of contact. You know that the healing rested in the one who wore the garment. But she needed a point of contact. She said, I can't stay away. And if he can't touch me, I'm just going to touch that tassel at the bottom of his gown. She was supposed to be isolated. She was supposed to be humiliated. She was supposed to be pushed aside. But she made up her mind that if I can just touch Jesus. Why did she single in on touching Jesus? She believed that the ceremonial law said that he could not touch her. She believed that her condition would preclude him from touching her. Just like the devil wants you to think that your sin will keep God from touching you. But there is no sin that you can commit that will stop him from loving you. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. I don't care if you smoke the marijuana joint on your way to church so you can deal with neurotic church people. God can forgive you for sucking on that marijuana. God can forgive anything that makes you unclean. She was desperate, feeling ashamed, feeling full of despair, trying to find a way of acceptance. She decided just to touch the hem of his garment. Once again, the limitation of the King James causes one to think that they were talking about Jesus' physical robe. But according to the word of God, they were to take what you call a prayer shawl and drape it over their shoulder with the central cloth or the central tassel hanging from the back as the border. She knew something about that rule. God has given you hopeless people, you people full of despair, a garment to touch. It's called the church. And if any two of you touch and agree, Jesus don't need you touching his clothes, but touch another believer. Get somebody spirit filled. Say, you're my point of contact. The garment was on his body, but it had no feelings, but it wasn't connected to his central nervous system. She said, I'm worthless. And if I touch that garment, he'll never know I touched it. Some of you in here feel that God is not aware of your situation. You think that God has written you off because of what you've done. But I'm here to boldly tell you, there is nothing going on in your life that your Father is not aware of. She has drawn the illogical conclusion that my condition will keep him from loving me. It's a trick of the devil. Although she was supposed to be isolated, in her desperation, she was driven to Jesus. I love this. She was desperate, but she was driven to Jesus. She wasn't driven to the apostles. She wasn't driven to the pastor. She wasn't driven to the pastor's staff. She wasn't driven to the ministers. She wasn't driven to the prophets. She was driven to Jesus. You need to go to Jesus. You need to take your problem to Jesus. Take your concern to Jesus. She says, if I can just touch his clothes, Mark's gospel, if I can just touch his clothes, I shall be whole. She does not say healed. She says whole. Her faith had graduated to beyond the healing. She said, if I get to him, he's going to put back what I lost. If I get to him, he's going to fix my reputation. If I get to him, folks who pushed me aside are going to embrace me. I'm going to have a family again. I'm going to have friends again. I won't just be healed but still pushed aside. I'll be accepted by my community. Jesus doesn't do a half work on you. When Jesus saves you, he saves you from the guttermost to the uttermost. Jesus saves. Jesus shifts his responsibility from Jairus to the woman, because Jairus wasn't desperate, because he said, come to where I am. The woman was desperate. She said, I'm going to go where you are. You sit at home in your bed feeling sorry for yourself, talking about nobody came to visit me. You bring your narrow behind the church. You come into the house of worship. And you fake it till it becomes real. Don't let folk know you're down. Come in and shout anyway. Make them think everything's all right. Be like the woman in Kings where her boy laying at home dead. She said, it shall be well. It is well. I ain't settling for nothing less than God's best. Don't keep going by your symptoms or the doctor's diagnosis. They're going by what they see. But what do you see? What do you see? Do you see the doctor's diagnosis, or do you see Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals me? Do you see your need, or do you see Jehovah Jireh? Do you see the devil keeping you down, or do you see El Shaddai? Do you see El Elyon? Do you see Jehovah Roy? Do you see Jehovah Nissi? Do you see the Lord? Enough is enough. There is an interesting connection between all three narratives of this story. The connection is in Jesus' response. She had expected to come in and clandestinely touch the hem of his authoritative robe. She had expected to just come in, touch it, and slide away. She was not expecting him to respond because she had said in her mind, all I got to do is touch it and I'm going to be whole. If I just touch it, it'll be all right. If I just touch it, it'll be all right. If I just touch it, it'll be all right. If I just touch it, it'll be all right. If I just touch it, it'll be all right. She was not expecting the fourfold response that Jesus gave. Response number one, Jesus turns to the woman. A woman that is ceremonially unclean, a woman that had no reason or no right to be there. He turns to her. What a marvelous Savior. I told you, Jesus is my hero. He turned to somebody that was unclean. I don't care who you are today and what you have in your life. Jesus ain't going to turn away from you. He's going to turn to you. And everybody else will turn away from you. Folks you love will turn away from you. But Jesus will love you even if you don't love him. Jesus will turn towards you no matter what's going on in your life. He turned to this woman. Ooh. She didn't touch him. She touched a piece of cloth. But her faith touched it. And he turned towards her. He did not speak in an uncertain term. He did not address his words to the masses of the crowd. He turned towards her. Can you imagine being this woman who has come to this point of desperation? You know that you can't get to him. You know that the people around him, his security team, his adjutants, they're not going to let you touch him because you're unclean. And I think everybody knows you're unclean. And you had it for 12 years, so you're a medical curiosity. They're not going to let you touch him, but nobody can stop him from touching you. You see, people may try to tell you not to praise the Lord. You're too loud. You're making too much noise. But baby, don't you stop. Because I'm here to tell you that they're cheering up in heaven every time you bless the Lord. People might be able to stop you, but nobody can stop those angels. When you come in to give your life to Jesus, there is more joy in heaven.
If you believe God, for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585, and when ordering, request ID number
12116P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60 Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr., of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Throughout Scripture, we're invited to call, to talk, to share. Send God a text. God knows that there are times for intimate conversation, and that's called prayer and worship, and those times are rare because your lives are so busy. The text means I'm thinking about you. Send him your thanks. Send him your expectation. Send him your excitement. And send him your trust.
To order the sermon, send God a text, call 215-885-2585. The cost for CDs are $8 and DVDs are $12. So call and get a copy of Send God a Text.